Today is October 18th, and the Yankees have just lost Game 4 of the American League Championship Series. They are now down 3-1 and have lost 3 games in a row. Let's talk Yanks. Okay, we're obviously not doing a song today. No song at all allowed. Hopefully this is a quicker episode. My name's John Boy. If this is your first time listening to Talking Yanks, I'm guessing you're an Astros fan and coming to drink our tears, and you will get them. So just mind your business and wait a moment, because you'll fucking get them. Jake is my co-host, and he's in Nashville.
Just be patient if you want the damn tears, because they're coming. They're coming. That was as tough as it gets, man.
Oh, I'm depressed. Season's over. I don't even want to watch tomorrow. Like, that's honestly where I'm at. I know that a lot of people come here because we're a beacon of light and rational thoughts and optimistic spin. If anyone's got any of that, I can use it. I can use it. You will not be getting that from me today. Season's over, baseball's done, and I'm sad.
I'll find it tomorrow. I'll find a one game at a time tomorrow and try to break their spirits beating Verlander and making it go back to Houston.
Well, yeah, just laugh right inside.
Right now it's impossible to do. It was as bad as it gets on multiple levels. We saw a Hall of Famer and hero of the organization go out on an injury. We saw our infield drop 4 straight balls, 5 straight balls. One of the more ferocious hitting teams of all time, if you put it on paper, kind of went down without much of a fight. So, it had all of it.
Brutal, man. Like, I don't want to talk about the game at all.
No.
Offense couldn't do anything. First inning, a lot of traffic. I mean, a lot of traffic all game. Just can't convert at all. Gary looks awful. Did he get the home run? Which is a whole nother fucking issue that I know I'm lashing out at the wrong part of things, because really it's Gary and Gardner and Didi and Edwin, and then it's really like the big question for me in the offseason is going to be, the injuries did fuck us. Like, we expected Edwin to come back and do it, Didi to come back and do it, Hicks to come back and do it. People expect Voit and Talkman to come back and do it. Like, those, I feel so bad for DJ and Glaber and Judge. Glaber did have a big strikeout, the bases loaded. He was in protect mode. It was kind of a nasty pitch. The offense is the main issue. When Gary cuts it to 6-3, Jake, and you're in the 8th inning, I mean, that's a game that I won't lose faith in. 3 runs, 6 outs versus their bullpen, right?
Yep.
But so much went wrong up until that point that our offense fucked up, right? But that's still a game where you can make them sweat. You get a runner on base. You get another runner on base. The stadium's got life. You know, like, we were still in the environment of the stadium had life environment when it was 6-3, when Gary cut the lead to 3 runs. Bringing in Ottavino there was a slap in the face to every paying fan. And then what's he do? He lets the leadoff hitter get on base. Then DJ has the error on the spinning ball. Then the whole infield has an error. Because, like, Otto, basically, you wave the white flag. We don't care about this game. I mean, how the fuck can you bring Otto into a 6-3 game in the 8th inning? That took the life out of the stadium. Now, that's just me harping on one thing, because I'm sick of him in the postseason anyway. There's so much that went wrong. But it does not make a lick of sense to me. Pisses me off. How many strikes they took right down the middle, Jake. What the fuck?
I don't know, man. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. And, you know, it's a lot of the names and faces that you'd think we'd be pointing to. It's not really Judge. It's not LeMahieu. It's Edwin first inning. He gets one right down the middle, and he takes it, and the announcers are, like, shook. The announcers are like, I guess he's looking off speed because that's as meaty as a pitch as you could possibly see.
There's so many of them. Just fastballs right down the middle, strike three, no protect. Judge had one from Granke with a runner in scoring position. It was 91 miles per hour, 3-2 pitch. Judge was clear. They're clearly sitting off speed and then just throwing fastballs right by him.
Yeah.
It was bad baseball all around.
And, I mean, the defense is nothing to shrug at. Inexcusable.
I feel a little bad for, like, DJs and then Didi's. It's almost the saddest double play to get out of it in his glove. And Glaber, I mean, once the game lost focus, Glaber's out.
Yeah.
We see that and we're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And I don't want to knock on Glaber because he's one of the dudes that showed up.
Yeah, and it'll 10 years from now, they'll show him that clip and he'll laugh at himself because he's a kid. Because he is a kid. He's 20, 22. Hot take.
Dude,
not a lot of people know that.
It's a fucked up sport to be in love with. It's fucked up. 162 games, you watch them all, you live and die. There's 30 teams, only one gets to win. The odds of winning are so slim. And then we just fucking fall in love, and we live and die, and we spend 6 months doing pregame shows and postgame shows, and people tune in to our pregame show, and they tune in to our postgame show. We're not even just us, like, get us out of here. The Yes Network, pre and post, and, like, it consumes us. It's just fucking... If there's 29 fan bases left heartbroken, it's fucking fucked up. You know, football's easy. 16 games, fun Sundays. I wish I was a diehard football fan. 162 games and now I'm just going to be depressed for a little bit.
Let those words resound. Yeah, it's...
I mean, Paxton tomorrow, an elimination game.
Oh, I'm all in. I mean, when he throws that first bullet, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Astros will win this game in the first inning.
I've got a flight booked to Houston, man. I'm ripping out hearts down there.
If Paxton, even if the Yanks don't win tomorrow, if Paxton can go like 6 innings of... 3 runs or less, he'll earn something in my book.
Yeah.
If he...
Because he's playing by himself.
It's him versus Houston.
Yeah.
And I don't think...
I'm hammering the house on Paxton.
Hammer Houston in one.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think it's funny. And
I save up all this depression, Jake, and then when it hits... It floods out of me.
Well, I think people during the regular season, we say some fun stuff about baseball, how it's therapeutic for people. It's basically 98% of the summer nights. It's on for 3 hours a day. And, you know, we've met so many people that love it. And it's been this whole ironic thing about our rise that, you know, our generation doesn't like baseball. It's like, well... There's a YouTube channel now with 400,000 subscribers that are the target demographic that, guess what? They like baseball. It really is sick that even if I try to make the glass as full as it could be, if the Yankees were to pull off some miracle that you and me are in some magical place that we can't even imagine right now, imagine being a Houston fan.
No, I mean, you can't do that. Boone said, Stranger things have happened. So,
yeah, and I'm probably gonna get into some Stranger Things. Not talking Netflix, people.
I've been accused of being high and drunk for the last 4 hours, so I might as well go get high or drunk.
Yeah, exactly. The CC thing, man. That was
That's like truly really sad. He won't be remembered for that. We'll be able to push that aside. I just feel really bad for him. It was bad managing by Boone. I mean, CeCe's in there with two righties with the bases loaded, but Boone's already thrown in the towel because he threw in the towel when he brought in Otto. Well, the fuck isn't Johnny Lasagna in Boone? You have CeCe out there versus Springer and Brant. Who is he play? There's two righties with the bases loaded.
Bregman and Gurriel. It started
Bregman
with
Brantley, and Gurriel. What are you doing, Boone? He went fucking Dave Roberts on us, just froze. Like, why is CeCe out there? No, stupid. And then, I mean, it sucks that CeCe got hurt. And, dude, the fact that CeCe, I mean, he was so hurt, and he was like, let me throw a pitch. Let me see if I can do it. You just got to love CeCe Sabathia, man. What a team player. And they threw that one pitch, and it was so sad. And I was like, oh, my God, he's done.
Yeah, and he's I don't know. You say this isn't part of the memory. I think this is part of the memory that he gave it everything to the end. And I mean, the pitch before that, he got a ground ball to second, just got booted. He gave an incredible effort. I think he got a full inning, outside of some defensive misplays. But it's a brutal sport.
Triton in the chat said, feel like Boone losing all the goodwill from the regular season. I mean, I think the reason the Yankees are losing is because the offense has done nothing. And they are facing really good pitchers, but they've had each of these pitchers on the ropes.
On the ropes. So many opportunities.
And it's credit to the pitchers for getting out of the jams, but it's also like the offense. And so, like, I do think Boone, like, there's some questionable decisions with Otto and shit. And today I thought he fucking really fucked up that one inning. But we were already down 6-3, and the offense already dug the hole. I don't really blame Boone that much for what's happening at all, really. I mean, it's
yeah,
the offense
and
went
that's,
dead.
That was my argument during the season. Like, hey, Boone looks like a genius when Gio Urshela gets the call from AAA and hits 320. And now the bottom two-thirds of our lineup, six guys, are basically minced meat. And, yeah, Boone doesn't look like a great manager. It's shocking.
Yeah, I mean, I think he looks fine. I think they're just not hitting.
Exactly. If those guys were all hitting, he'd look like a good manager. They're not hitting, and now people are wanting to question things.
Yeah. Think Stanton goes on the IL? Why even bother, right?
Either IL or Kirk Gibson. No middle area.
Should have pinch hit for Edwin at one point.
Yeah, I mean, you might see him in the DH spot tomorrow. I don't know.
Sad, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
They come out, Paxton shoves, they beat Verlander tomorrow.
I mean, you think I'm allow myself to?
Well, no, and that's why having an imagination is a thing. That happens. Do you think you would believe in this team?
No.
Okay.
It would jump from 0% to 5.7%.
Oh, I'll take that all day, baby.
Nah, I mean, it's impossible. It's not impossible, but it's one of the tougher tasks.
It's not impossible.
No, it's not impossible for me to grow either. I just have to pay a lot of money for surgery and hurt myself.
I don't know if those are in the same boat.
Yeah, they're similar.
Kinda.
Did we reach 20 minutes yet or at 15? So we do 20 minutes. Let's throw it to some ads. We'll have a conversation with the followers and the listeners, and I don't want to do an end of season speech at all, but about these ads, I know they're weird. I know that they're weird, but they're a bridge to doing like real ads. So hang with us as we use these weird radio commercial ads. They are not our end goal. But we we are with an agency now that is helping us actually get ads and advertisers. And these are like the bridge to having host read ads. So I don't know if I've said that because they're weird. I think I had some people DM me and like, you sell out. Oh, and I was like, well, go fuck yourself.
Boom.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Jake?
I don't know. I'll be locked in tomorrow. I'll be telling myself if we get Verlander and we make him have to go back home that, you know, make him squirm. Make him squirm. Right now there's been nothing to think of that. In theory, this game is probability and statistics, and you'd think one of these fucking bases loaded at bats, somebody could break their fucking bat and hit in a single that scores two runs. You know, but
that's what you. That's what with that Gary at bat. I would think I was live on Periscope, but I was saying when he went down 0-2, I said the only way this works out good is if Gary chases that slider low and away and just throws like his bat, just bloops it over the first baseman's head. I mean, yeah. That's the best case scenario, the way he's swinging and all that right now. So didn't happen.
Yeah,
Hicks struck out, taking a fastball right down the middle. Glaber struck out, taking a fastball right down the middle. Gardner struck out, taking a fastball right down the middle. Judge struck out, swinging at a fastball right down the middle because he was sitting off speed. It was incredibly easy to strike the Yankees out today. If you got to two strikes, all you had to do is throw a fastball right down the middle.
Yeah.
It's like me. It's like I was up that.
It was similar. I've seen you be pesky up there.
Oh, man, I'm going to be so sad.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about covering the national baseball scene now. It's like they don't realize, like, I still, like, am super emotionally invested. Like, I still, like, get sad. Like, they were trying to call me, like, what are you, a crybaby? I'm like, yeah, man, yes.
Absolutely. It's called, it's called aging.
Yeah. Yeah. This is my life.
It's called aging.
We'll be good. One more game. I need people in the chat. I need people to tweet at me positivity. Ever did it for you over the course of the season, if I ever gave you rational, optimistic thoughts, I need it from you guys. Appreciate you. Jake's in Nashville. What are you doing? Are you going out? It's 1 a.m.
No. I think they're out and actually in somewhat of a moment of levity. One of Jess's friends I haven't met yet just came in during this, and this is how we've kind of met. So I'd like to ice that over a little bit, but no, I'm chilling. That's it. That's all.
All right. See you guys tomorrow for the pregame show. Tune in. Should be a riot. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.